My name's Lynn Hughes. I'm currently the director of the TAG Lab, the Technoculture, Art and Games Research Center. So we're actually formerly a university research center. And we do anything that smells like games. So the idea is to use the notion of games as a boundary object or an attractor that will bring people in from very different areas of the university or from the community who think about games in all kinds of different ways and or make games in all kinds of different ways. So we have a whole bunch of graduate students in residence. Many of them are from, most of them are PhD students. Many of them are from the Indy or the Humor PhD programs. And then there are also people who are who have a supervisor from a particular program, but are TAG students working on games, and those would be things like English, communication studies, education, sociology, various other places, yeah. Computer science occasionally, but we'd like more of those. It's harder to do. TAG really was about, initially, very much about building a community using games as an excuse. And so we're sort of an informal pedagogical community in the sense that there's not a specific program, at the moment anyway, that we're, you know, tied to. We're there to build a collaborative environment around different notions of games and game making. So there's that very broad thing. And then there's a fair number of projects that are collaborative projects, partly because often enough you need to work with other people to make a game. It's not always the case, but certainly there are a lot of collaborative projects going on. And just because we're community-minded, we think of ourselves that way, it means that there is a kind of implicit encouragement to do things with other people, whether that's your specific research project based or whether it's a more general thing in the lab. This sort of model for how you put people together and how they work best together has been a really important one also, for example, in our summer games incubator program. So for the last 3 years, four, I guess, we ran in the summer for 10 weeks, all summer, Critical Hit, which was an incubation program for experimental games. Every year it was different. But every year we tried to have a different way of running it. So the research was also on how you put people together and how you get them to work together as a group of teams, but also within teams. How do you get the most interesting things out of people by putting them together? What's the way to do it? So that in itself, I think, is research on models for collaboration. I think one of the very main things, explicitly main things at TAG is plurality of voices. I guess we probably started being very conscious of having women because it's a games lab, and it remains the case that we have, I've never tried counting actually, but there are a lot of women around. It may be that there are more women than men, I'm not sure. Certainly there are very strong women around, and we've run for some years now a workshop called Gamerella, which is open to men. But is aimed at women who have never made a game before. And we've actually come up with, we've thought about it carefully. So rather than just have the workshop, you know, have a call and say, you know, if you've never made a game before, come to the workshop, we've tried to identify why people don't come and then build some sort of system that deals with that. It was extremely important for us to look at it in terms of diversity. So that included things like the women not all being the artists, trying to get women programmers, people of color, LGBT, just generally looking at it being an extremely diverse group. And then when the workshop started, addressing that as one of the aims of the summer was to be aware of that and make that work. So it's been a big thing with us. So in terms of making things, I think inevitably it helps to have a diverse group of people on a team. It doesn't always make it easier, but it probably helps what you're getting, because if you want more diverse people to play, you need, it helps to have had more diverse people making games. But I mean, I think it's more basic than that. It's about people learning to listen to each other, which is a lot more than simply working together in a group. So yep, we're very, very heavily focused on it. Also, we have a very proactive relation with the community outside the university. So we do things with people out, like the Mount Royal Game Society, or we support them in things they do. Game play space, execution labs, the libraries. But also we have every year somebody in residence. It's really about diversity within the lab. So those are people who are working independently or working with completely different institutions or community-based organisms who come in and live with us for a while.